I brought my better half with me. And my wife is going to help me today, okay? She's better than I. No, we need to see. Okay, yeah. So how's everyone today? Oh, you're going to be my translator?
Yes.
All right.
You didn't know this?
I didn't know this. Are you good?
Okay.
You're okay?
Yeah, I'm very good.
Okay. So what happens if I speak Cantonese?
Oh, we'll have someone to help.
Okay. I'm just checking.
Okay.
Well, today we're talking about being owned by worry.
今天呢，我们要讨论的就是被忧虑所拥有。
How many of you have worry in your life?
你们当中有多少人忧虑？
I see that hand. Thank you. Yes.
我看到了你们举手了，谢谢。
Yes.
是的，是这样。
Well, we want to talk to you literally about what dominates our lives sometimes.
我想跟你们讨论一下。
And you know what?
有什么是来主导我们生活的？
Something that dominates my life.
什么是主导我生活的呢？
It's watermelon.
就是西瓜。
I love watermelon.
我太喜欢西瓜了。
I get upset if my wife doesn't have watermelon around.
如果我老婆不准备好西瓜呢，我就很失望。
Last night I ate a big thing of watermelon.
昨晚呢，我吃了一大片。
It's so good.
真好吃啊。
So today we're going to talk a little bit more about what dominates your thoughts, what dominates your mind.
So
if I had,
所以今天呢，我们要更多的讨论一下什么是主导你思想的。
If I had to think of a food that does that,
如果我想要想到一种食物呢，就是这个。
I would probably say donuts.
我会说那个甜甜圈。 Yeah.
Yeah.
I got it.
Dunkin', you know?
Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah, Tim Hortons.
Or I would say it would be kettle chips, potato chips.
或者就是薯片。
When those are in my house, I cannot think anything except finishing the bag.
当我家里面有这些食物的时候，我不能想别的事情，就想着一定要吃完它们。
We're probably not alone when we think about watermelon and donuts. And chips.
那当我们有这些食物的时候，在家里的时候，我们就不觉得孤独了。
I want you to think about what dominates your thoughts.
我想要让你们思考一下，什么来主导的是你们的心，你们的思想。
We're going to talk about whether it is things in the past, in the present, or in the future.
我想让你们思考一下昨日、今日和明日的各样的事情。
Some people cannot think or get move on in their lives because of past regrets.
那有些人就是因为过去经历的悔恨，没有办法去超越。
Think about things you are sorry about.
想想你那些感到遗憾的事情。
And you hear yourself say, "If only."
你就听到你自己在说，如果怎么怎么样，该多好。
If only I had done this or that, or made this decision versus that decision.
如果我做了这件事或那件事，或做了这个决定那个决定的话，
present circumstances have a way of owning us.
现在的情况就是
present circumstances have a way. That was that short.
Yes, sorry. Go ahead.
Okay. There are things that happen in our life that right now.
那我们当时现在生活中就是现在就发生了一些事情.
Draw our attention and draw our lives.
把我们的注意力，把我们的生命就带走了.
And we can't focus on God's promises.
我们不能够注目在神对我们的应许上.
How many of you would say you worry about the future?
有多少人你们为自己的将来而忧虑呢？
Amen. I see your hand, buddy.
那阿门，我看到你们举手了。
It's good.
好的。
So Pastor Cap asked you at the beginning, how many werewolves do we have? You would say, I am a warrior.
那就是想问一下，刚才就有多少人是担心自己生活的人？
Raise your hand if you're.
请举手，担心自己生活人，请举手。
You could even raise your hand for your neighbor if you know they're worrying and they can't raise their hand.
如果你知道你的邻居是担心的，但他们没举手，你帮他们举手。
And we're not saying that all worry is bad.
我们不是说所有的忧虑都是坏的。
But we're talking about the kind of worry that you waste your thinking on.
那我们想讨论的就是你们把你们那个思虑都浪费了那些忧虑。
And you have no control over.
但你其实又没有办法控制。
There's that little what if.
那心里面总会有一些那些如果怎么样就好。
What if I never meet Mr. Right?
如果我从来都没有遇到我。
Come on, ladies. You think about that, right?
我的丈夫的话，如果没遇到他会怎样？
What if that treatment doesn't work?
如果那个治疗不帮不没有疗效。
What if something bad happens?
如果说有些坏事情发生的话怎么办？
What if I get in an accident?
如果我有个事故怎么办？
Well, we can spend our time worrying about what never happens.
我们可以要花很多的时间来担心从来都不会发生的事情。
I shared with a lady in counseling.
我在一个咨询的过程中，我跟一个辅导的时候，我
and told her that
告诉一个女士
，she could worry and worry and worry.
她就可以一直的担心啊，担心啊。
And it may never happen.
但他一直都，其实这个事情一直不会发生。
So she said.
所以他说。
Then I'll continue to worry.
但是我还是要一直担心。
And I said, worry doesn't have any good side effects.
那我就说，担心没有任何的好的。
And we can start worrying about things.
我们可以停止担心事情。
And it does all kinds of damage to us.
哦，我们如果不停止。担心的话，他对我们有做各样的坏事。
Stomach gets into knots and it hurts so bad.
我们的这个肠胃啊，就觉得在搅动。
You get a headache.
头疼。
Worry is not good for us.
忧虑不是好的事情。
I'm going to share with you a couple of quotes about worry.
那我想跟大家分享一下关于忧虑的一些引言。
The first one is by Corrie Ten Boom.
第一个是 Corrie Ten Boom 说的。
And here's the quote.
这句话这样说。
Worry is carrying tomorrow's load.
那忧虑就是把明天的这个负担加过来了。
With today's strength.
用今天的力量来加过明天的这个负担。
You're carrying 2 days of worry at once.
你一天呢，你承担的是两天的负担。
It's moving into tomorrow ahead of time.
它是提前的进入了明天。
Worry doesn't empty tomorrow of its sorrows. Worrying doesn't empty tomorrow.
Empty tomorrow.
Empty.
Empty. 哦对，挖。
Pour out.
忧虑不会让那个明天会空的。
Are you okay, man? You're right.
Trying hard.
All right.
Sweaty.
I have a brother who's a psychologist.
我有一个兄弟呢，他是一个心理学家。
Did you finish? I'm sorry.
I just finished.
Yeah, you finished.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
I have a brother who's a psychologist.
他是一个心理学家。
And Wayne tells me.
他告诉我。
That worry is the root of most illness.
担心呢是很多疾病的根源。
Most chronic illness.
很多长慢性疾病的根
源。And we have some doctors in here that probably could agree with that.
那我想我们这里有很多医生可以会同意这个点。
Worry over the years in a person's life.
那一个人多年的这个忧虑的话
，takes away
就会把人的生命带走。All right.
Another great philosopher named Buddha. Once said.
另一个这个很著名的这个哲学家，其实就是佛陀，他说
，The secret to a healthy body.
对我们健康身体的秘密
，and mine.
身灵灵魂心灵
is to not mourn for the past
不为过去而哀伤
or worry about the future
不对明日而忧虑
but to live in the present moment
而是要在当下生活。
Wisely and earnestly.
要理智的，要热心的去生活。
The bad news is that most people stuff their worries in a suitcase.
那坏消息就是很多人都带着这个焦虑上路了。
So when you walked in here today, we did not know what was your worry, what suitcase you were carrying.
当你今日走进来的时候，我不知道你今天带来的是什么样的忧虑。
Some people have small suitcases and some people have big luggage.
那有些人呢是带着一个很小的这个忧虑，但有些人带着很大的忧虑。
So let's take a minute and let's stuff your worries into this suitcase.
那我们呢就是想一下，把你们的这个忧虑放到这个手提箱里面。
So tell me one of your worries and we're going to put it in the bag.
告诉我们你们的忧虑，我就把它放到这个袋子里。
Who's willing to say one of your worries that we can put in the luggage?
那有谁愿意分享一下你们的忧虑是什么，我们就把它放到那个行李箱里。
Losing health.
失去健康。
So what do you have in your purse today that would represent health?
那你在你的手提袋里面
Do I have some pills?
你有没有一些药呀什么的来表示你是要获得健康要保持健康的东西在你的手提箱里面有没有
So I'm looking for volunteers that can tell me or give me something that we can stuff in this suitcase about worries.
对我就是想找到一些大家志愿的人提供一些材料一些东西我能够代表说把这个健康失去健康的忧虑放在那里面。
And because I have enough worries of my own, I will not leave with them. I will give them back to you at the end.
对，放心，我不会带走他们，我会把这个还给你们。
Okay, so we have pills.
我们有这个药片。
What else is your worry?
你们还担心什么？还有什么可担心的？
My exam result
will
come out next week.
Exam. What do we have that would be for an exam?
Anybody got a book?
你我们有什么来代表是表示考试的呢
？Okay, you have to use number two pencils for some of those, so pens, pencil.
所以。
What else? We have exams.
那除了这个考试以外，还有什么
？My interview.
面试。
Interview. So for a job, what we have to represent a job?
There you go. He's got that book.
Okay.
My planner.
Her planner. Okay.
把这个搞这个时间的。
Okay, over here.
放在那里。
Yeah, deadline to submit grant.
我有这个
grant
要申请这个研究经费的这个。
We'll keep a planner for your deadline.
我们也同样用这个来这个日历来代表。
Money.
钱。
Here.
Anybody have worry over money, finances?
有没有人对自己的这个钱有担心的地方？有人吗？有人担心吗
？So we'll put a wallet in the money.
我们就把这个钱包放进去，代表钱。
With more credit cards than money.
或者有更多的信用卡，而不是钱。
Any other worry that you carry around that would like to be put in the suitcase?
你还有没有一个想要放进那个旅行袋的担心啊
？Kids.
Oh,
孩子们。
Are we gonna put one of the kids in there?
想把一个小孩放进去吗
？There's a picture of their child in their wallet.
你们有没有一个小孩子的照片啊，在你们的这个钱包里面？小孩子的照片，小孩的照片也可以放进来，或者是其他的东西。
Okay, we have somebody with the picture.
我们有人拿着照片来了。
Super.
太好了。
So people worry about their kids.
所以人们担心他们的孩子们。
Kids, you worry about your parents?
孩子们，你们担心自己的家长啊。
Any other worry that you would like to say that you carry around in your baggage day by day?
你们能不能想每天你们都带着的忧虑是什么
？Okay, so we will close this, and before the end of the service.We will look back at our scripture that we just read together, and we'll find out how to get rid of the baggage.
对，我现在把它关了，但是我们在这个结束的时候，我们会经着我们的经文，看我们是如何对待这些忧虑的。
There's a great philosopher.
有一个很伟大的哲学家。
Charlie Brown.
Charlie Brown.
Yes. You know Charlie Brown?
你们知道查理布朗吗?
He says, I only dread one day at a time.
我每天只担心
I only dread life one day at a time.
我每天只对生活担心一次。
We turn to the Apostle Paul, who gives us five steps.
我们到使徒保罗那边给了我们五个步骤。
To be worry free.
从而从就没有担心和顾虑了。
Step one.
第一步。
Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice.
第一步就是一在主内，在主里面要喜乐。我要再说，你们要喜乐。
Paul says, doesn't rejoice in job security.
保罗说，不要在这个因着这个工作的这个。
We don't rejoice in job security.
你们我们不会为这个工作的安全性而。
We don't rejoice in health.
我们不会因为健康而高兴的。
We don't rejoice in success.
我们不会因着这个成功而高兴的。
We don't rejoice in education.
我们不会因着教育而高兴的。
Most people find their joy.
很多人找到他们高兴的点，喜乐的地方。
In those things.
那其实是在那些地方。
But Paul said.
但是保罗说。
Rejoice in the Lord always.
你们要靠主常常喜乐。
And again, I say rejoice.
我再说你们要喜乐。
Step two to a worry-free life.
第二点要能够进过一个这个没有顾虑的生活。
Apostle Paul said, "Do not be anxious about anything."
保罗说，应当一无挂虑。
Very easy to say, but hard to do.
这是说起来容易，做起来难。
It would be like telling a person with insomnia, "Just go to sleep."
那就是就像告诉一个失眠的人说，你去睡觉吧。
Or telling you to sing the song, "Don't worry, be happy."
那就像是唱一首歌，说是你不要担心，要高兴。
But Paul doesn't say that carelessly.
但是保罗并不是这样无心的说这句话。
He says, "Do not be anxious about anything," but he tells us instead.
他说不要应当一无挂虑，而要
pray about everything.
要凡事借着祷告。
So the Christian's answer to worry is pray.
所以对于焦虑结束的这个答案就是要祷告。
So in every situation, carry your petitions, your requests to God.
凡事要借着祷告祈求来到神面前。
How many in here have ever signed a petition?
你们这里有谁是签字过这个申请书的？
What is a petition?
什么是申请书或者是请愿书?
Well, a petition, you can, he says take it to God, but we can't take it to court.
那这个请愿书就是说我们可以把它交给神，而不是说要交给法院。
And the reason we file a petition is because we know that there is someone who can help us.
那我们这个签这个请愿书的原因就是说我们知道有人能帮我们。
And that is...In this situation, it is God.
在这个情况下就是神。
Brings us to step three.
那第三点是
In every situation by prayer and petition,
只要凡事借着祷告祈求
with thanksgiving,
和感谢
Do you know what fuels your worry?
你知道什么使你增添你的忧虑吗?
It happened to the children of Israel.
那其实他对于以色列的民来讲也是。
You gotta have a thankful heart.
他们没有一个感谢的心。
Do you have a thankful heart?
你们有没有一个感恩的心啊
？Do you thank God for the things that He does for us?
你为了神有没有感谢他为我做的事情
？Think about the past things that God has blessings that He's given you.
想想你过去神给你的那些祝福。
And make a list.
那列一个表。
Of those blessings that He's given.
都列下来当时神给你的那些祝福。
And be thankful to the Lord.
同时要对神感恩。
For what He's done.
感谢他为你做了这些。
So present your thanksgiving along with your request or your petition.
所以说呢，在你献上你的祈求的时候呢，你同时要献上你的感恩。
Why do you think God told the people of Israel to write down their blessings?
为什么神告诉以色列的孩子这个子民说是要把他们的祝福写下来
？So when the difficult times came, they would know that my God is able.
所以当艰难的时候来的时候，他们就知道神是能的，万能，全能的。
So in the in our thankfulness, we also can ask God for what our needs are.
所以我们带着感恩的心，同时也是可以去向神祈求的。
He cares about our anxieties, our worries.
他其实是关心我们顾虑的地方，顾虑的事情。
Our doubts.
我们的怀疑的地方。
Our expectations.
我们的期望。
He cares about our fears.
他关心我们的这个恐惧的东西。
That's why he said, "Cast all your cares upon me, because I care for you."
所以他就说，把你的所有的这个顾虑担心都交给了我，我为了我来照顾你。
He said, "Draw near to me, and I will draw near to you."
他说，你亲近我，我也必亲近你。
So God isn't afraid about us losing our job.Or about us, our kids, worrying about our kids, because he says, "I care about those things too."
所以神对我们的，我们他不担心我们会丢掉工作或者各样的事情不好的事情发生。
So he's saying and inviting us, share your fearful heart, share your thankful heart.
他反之，他就是说，告诉我们，我们要向神去分享我们所有的担心、所有的恐惧、所有的忧虑。
And guess what happens when you do that?
你们知道当你们这么做的时候会有什么事情发生吗
？It says the peace of God will guard your heart and your mind.
他是这样说：神所赐出人意外的平安，必在基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀意念。
That's step five.
这就是第五步。
The peace of God will guard your heart.
神所赐出人意外的平安。
Let me tell you something about the peace of God.
你们，我们要讲讲这个神的平安。
God doesn't worry.
神不担心。
We worry, but God doesn't.
我们担心，但神不担心。
So if we give it to God,
所以我们就把这个给了神。We don't have to worry. 我们也就不用担心了。
You know what? He cares so much about us.
你知道吗？他对我们是如此的。
Then he will take that from us.
所以他会把这个焦虑带走。
And give us his peace.
把他的平安赐给我们。
The peace that passes all understanding.
那这些出人意外的平安。
He wants us to have a worry-free life.
他让我们想一个没有任何顾虑的生活。
God is simply saying, "Let me fill you with my peace."
那就是简单的说，就是让我把你的平安，把我的平安充满你的生活。
Paul is trying to let us know that God's peace transcends human understanding.
保罗想让我们知道的是，神的这个平安啊，真的是超乎我们所有人的想象，出人意外。
The peace of God will guard your heart and mind.
那主耶稣的平安会保守我们的心怀意念。
How many in here can sit at your seat and say, "I know the peace that surpasses understanding"?
我们在座的所有，有谁能够说我真的是了解神的这个出人意外的平安是什么
？And if you don't, that would be something to pray about. God, give me that peace.That I will not even understand why I'm feeling so peaceful.
但你如果真的是还不了解，请你要祷告，向神祈求这个神来的平安。
Peaceful meaning calmness.
那平安就代表我是一种安静。
If I think back over my life, I could tell you many stories of where God has given me the peace that surpasses understanding.
当我回想我的生活，我可以给你们很多例子，神给我很多出人意外的平安。
I will tell you number one story.
我告诉你们一个故事。
When we had just adopted a baby girl.
当我们刚刚这个收养了一个女孩。
One year later.
一年之后呢。
Pastor Cap was diagnosed with kidney failure.
那一年之后呢，这个 Pastor 这个 Cap 牧师诊断为这个肾衰竭。
And so I had a new baby and a very sick husband.
那我有一个新的一个小孩，又同时又有一个很病的一个丈夫。
And I know that God just gave me peace because it was beyond my ability.
那神呢？我知道神其实是给我平安的，因为这个事情是超越了我的能力。
Yeah. So I am a living testimony that God can give you peace in the midst of amazing storms.
所以我跟大家做的见证就是，在这个生活的风暴当中，神可以给我平安。
And not only her did he give peace, but he gave me peace.
不仅是神给了他平安，同时也给了我平安。
Because there is no way that I could explain it.
所以我没有办法解释一个事情。
Transcended by anything that I knew how to do.
那超越了我任何可以解释的事情。
Yet it calms my worst fears.
那在我最最最恐惧的地方，它能够让我平安。
I grew up with a young lady that lived next door to me.
那我跟一个年轻的一个女士，她在我的是我的邻居。
And she had kidney failure.
她也有一个肾衰竭。
And she died.
她死掉了。
I thought I was going to die.
所以我觉得我当时要死掉了。
But God's peace.
但是神的平安。
Gave me a safe feeling.
给了我一个平安的感觉。
That brings us to the end today because I brought along with me a safe.
那他今天呢就带到我们今天想要讨论的最后，就是我带来了一个保险箱。
If you've ever owned one of these,
如果你们曾经拥有过一个保险箱的话
，you will understand that water, fire, or nothing can ruin this safe.
你们就知道，不管是水还是火都没有办法毁灭这个箱子。
It is fireproof, it is waterproof, and you keep your valuable papers in it.
它是防火又防水的，你把你自己宝贵的那些材料都可以放在里面。
And for us, it represents God's peace.
那对于我们来说，它代表的是神的平安。
Your worries are safe with Him.
但你的焦虑在神的那里都是平安的。
So we would transfer your planners.
我们把你的这个日历放进去。
Your children,
你们的孩子
your medical problems,
你的医学上的健康的问题
your exams,
你的考试
your interviews,
你的面试
and your financial stability,
你的这个经济状况
into a safe place,
叫到了一个平安的地方
with God,
是与神同在
and neither fire,
那不管是火
water,
还是水
Circumstances
各样的情形
can make it unsafe. It is safe with Almighty God.
任何就危险都不会让它受到威胁。
So when you start to worry,
当你开始担心的时候
and a worry seizure takes over,
当那个这个担心的这个恐惧把你抓住的时候
just remember, I don't have to carry it in this baggage.
但就是要记住，我其实不要。拿着那个行李箱
With God, it can be in a safe place.
那其实是要交给神，神那里他有一个保险箱。
So may God bless you.
所以愿神祝福你们。
And may you have a worry-free week.
愿你们有一个没有任何顾虑的一周。
The Bible tells us.
圣经告诉我们说。
That we can be owned by something.
我们会被某些事情占据。
We can be owned by our worry.
我们会被我们的忧虑所占据。
We can only be owned by the Spirit of God.
我们会被圣灵所占据。
And His love for us.
那和他的爱所占据。
We can be owned by our past regrets.
我们会被我们过去的。
By our present circumstances.
现在的情况。
Worries about the future.
将来的忧虑。
Or you can be owned by God.
或者你会被神所拥有。
Praise the Lord.
感谢神。
I'm owned by God.
我实际上是被神所拥有。
Father God, thank you so much.
天父上帝，我们如此感谢你。
For this, your people.
为了你的子民。
Thank you, Lord.
谢谢你主。
That we can come together.
我们可以一起聚集。
And not think it robbery.
不会想到强盗。
To come and be in your church.
不会想到强盗来到你的教会当中。
To hear your word.
我们听到你的话语。
To pray.
去祷告。
To praise your name.
感谢赞美你的名。
And thank you.
谢谢你。
For your word today.
谢谢你为你今日的话语。
Bless us together.
请你祝福我们整个。
In the name of Jesus.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.